I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Mr. Sal Capaccio joins us on the Western Hotline. Bills practiced yesterday, and James Cook returned to practice. Sal, meanwhile, is going to be out at the fair today. We've been making our plans to get to the fair, Sal. So what's your story at the Erie County Fair?
Yeah, come on out, guys. Maybe we can see you out there today. I'm going to be out there from 2 to 4 p.m. today. I'm going to be at the Bath Fitter Showcase. That's inside the event center. 2 to 4 today. Come on out. Say hi. We can talk about Bills football, anything else you want. You just want to say hi. It's really cool. And obviously, you can see how you can transform and how Bath Fitter can transform your bathroom in just one day. Also, there's going to be exclusive fair savings only at this event that you can grab. So come on out inside the Bath Fitter Showcase, inside the event center, 2 to 4 p.m. I will be there with a smiling face right after Bills practice, by the way. So the Bills should have practice ending around, I don't know, noon or so. We'll talk to some players. I'm going to stay out there in the Orchard Park area. I'm going to head right over to the Erie County Fair and say hi to anybody who comes out.
All right. Very good.
What's your favorite fair food?
I think it's Italian sausage. Just going back when I was a child, I just remember always, and I did this already this year. We went to the fair last week, and I had to make sure I grabbed an Italian sausage with peppers and onions. And I don't know if that's, you know, I know it's a traditional fair item, but it's also something you can get a lot anyway around here. But I just remember growing up, going to the fair. It was a big deal with my dad and me and my brother, and we would go to the fair every year, and my dad would always get Italian sausage. And that just became something that I made sure that I do every year.
All right.
I'm at the website. I don't think I've ever had the Italian sausage at a fair. I've also never had just pizza at a fair, which my wife said that's like what they would do every single year.
Just get pizza?
Like the fair pizza is good, I guess. Right. I don't know. I've never had it. I'm looking at new fair items, and they look pretty good.
So what do you do? You do the fried dough and stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's the stuff that you wouldn't really – I haven't been to the fair in a couple of years. That's why I want to go this year too, but – the stuff that you wouldn't get anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's why I say, I know you can get Italian sausage anywhere. It's just more of a tradition in our house. And now, we did last week. So that was great. Went last week. It was fun. It was fun. It was a good time. And I have to win at least one prize. So what fair game? Let me ask you real quick. What fair game can you actually win at that you're not bad at?
Ooh. We asked yesterday what the best fair game is, and I think we all said, I got it. Which I love,
yes.
But you don't win I got it. Or it's impossible to win I got it.
There's so many people playing.
Yeah, what's the game I would feel most confident in?
It's only $1 each, which is great. All the other games
are a little pricey.
I'm overly confident in the basketball shot. Because I always feel like I'm going to make that, but it's so tough because they make the rim smaller.
I don't know why this game popped in my head. It's a game you see at fairs. The one where you have to climb the ladder on a rope without falling off.
Yeah. Oh, Max really? Wanted to do that. And I'm like, now listen, here's the deal. So Max wanted to do that. I'm like, dude, that's so hard. Like, you'll fall. He goes, Dad, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. He was with his buddy. pulls up a video they were watching online on the strategy of doing
that. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Before they left.
Look at this.
And I'm like, no way. I'm like, you can't. So, yeah, they were showing that. Minus darts. I'm actually not a bad dart thrower at all. Pretty good.
Okay.
So, at least if I hit one, I win something. And I did hit at least one. I didn't hit all three. I think hit two out of three. But got a stuffed animal. And I'm like, all right, my mission here is accomplished.
The other thing I've never seen anyone win is like the little bottle ring toss.
The ring toss is hard.
The little ring toss into the bottle. Like, I've never seen anybody ever actually win that. I'm not sure you actually can.
As a kid, the thing I think about with fairs is going there not thinking I really want a fish, and then you see all the and you're like, I'll throw a ping pong ball in there and get a fish to take home, which probably didn't last too long. All right, Sal, so yesterday the Bills had practice and James Cook returned, which by the time he was out there, we were probably expecting that, right? Sean McDermott said things have changed, and I guess it remains to be seen how drastically they've changed or if it's just that he's decided he's going to practice again because he's back.
You know, I take it more of that, not necessarily contractually, but it could very well be, right? We don't know. Maybe he practiced yesterday because there's some sort of framework for an agreement. That could very well be true, obviously. But the way Sean is talking, remember, Sean McDermott is the head coach. He's not the GM. So I don't think he's going to be speaking for the organization about that piece of it. It's certainly possible that something like that changed. To me, it was more of Sean basically telling us, yeah, things have changed. He's practicing now. Like, I know that. And remember when last week he indicated he could practice, he thought he might, he expected him to, he didn't. That was more about, well, I expect all people to practice, all guys. This was like, he said, the information we're getting is he's on track to practice today. Like, that changed. To me, that was what he meant by how things changed, which was, hey, he showed up today. We had a conversation. He's practicing. That's different than it has been for the week.
Yeah. Well, he's back. And he didn't speak with the media, and we don't know when he will, right? It's the kind of thing that if he just kind of doesn't want to, he won't. He I guess you guys were told not today, which might mean that there is an opportunity sometime soon.
That's true, because we don't have a timeline, timetable on him speaking. What happens is, I'll give everybody a little kind of insight how this works for us. It's not really much different at all than St. John Fisher. If you ever go out there and you're a fan and you're watching from the stands, when practice is over, there are certain players we know we're going to have speaking at the podium. So we wait, like Josh Allen yesterday. We knew we were going to get him. And then there's players like Josh Allen specifically who you just don't walk up to and talk to because he speaks to us at the podium once a week and he's Josh Allen. But they make him available. Other players, you kind of just walk up to and say, hey, do you have a couple minutes? And that James Cook is in that boat. So yesterday, a bunch of media waited. We all knew that we'd like to talk to James. He was walking off the field. A PR representative talked with James a little bit before he headed over to us. And as we basically said, hey, and had some microphones, you want to talk? We were told not today. So that means maybe tomorrow, but it doesn't mean anything other than not today, right? Like, no. It could literally be not this week. It could be not for whenever. And yes, there is something basically between the players' union and the league that in the NFLPA, I'm sorry, the PFWA, Pro Football Writers Association, sorry, that basically says, and this starts in the regular season, like every player is essentially supposed to talk to the media like once a week. Not that we ever ask every single player. We don't really pursue that, guys. Like, people don't, unless it becomes a problem where you just haven't heard from someone in weeks. In this case, I don't think anybody's going to do that necessarily and just kind of wait here to see when James wants to talk.
Is it possible if it was like more than a week that could happen because of the situation, though? Or not, because we would also expect that McDermott would speak on it at some point, and maybe that would even give the insight that people are looking for.
It's possible, Joe. Like, I mean, you know, you'd have somebody who's kind of in charge for our group there to kind of go and say, hey, you know, we really need to hear from this guy. Mm-hmm. And you see where it goes from there. But I don't think we're anywhere close to that right now. Right now, it's just, hey, James Cook is practicing. We haven't heard from him. Hopefully, we'll hear from him soon. Now, I would say it this way, too. I would even wait till maybe after the weekend, because if James practices against the Bears, maybe that's an opportunity. If he plays against the Bears, that's a post-game opportunity, right? So I think there's plenty of space here over the next few days to hear from James Cook. If he doesn't want to speak today, then you'll wait, I think, till Friday and then Sunday, and then we'll see, okay, what's going on here? He hasn't spoken to the media yet, but yet he's out there practicing.
Did you see him playing this weekend because he returned to practice so early in the week?
Absolutely, I could see him playing this weekend. In fact, remember Sean McDermott said he was hoping he'd play last week, and he hadn't practiced all week, and he said he was hoping he'd play. Absolutely. I mean, this is it. This is preseason game number two. I have to remind myself, and I want to remind everybody, Like, you're most likely not getting most of the starters in preseason three. If you're getting them, it's going to be this week. And even if maybe you don't, maybe they just say, hey, they had a good practice on Friday. I'm not playing Josh Allen, not playing James Cook or Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, Terrell Bernard, all these guys. But it's very possible this is the only chance that we're going to see most of these guys with the offense. And if they want to have them play, this has got to be the week. So to me, that would include James Cook.
For Allen, Sal, he says he kind of doesn't care if he plays. He doesn't feel he needs it. And hopefully that means he won't play. I mean, they've got the joint practice. It's the opportunity to get those real reps against another team in a controlled environment. And if he doesn't feel he needs it or doesn't care, I mean, I think it's an easy out for the coach to sit him for the preseason.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, that's right. He said he doesn't need it, doesn't care. He didn't say it. Not that you're insinuating this, just to make sure everybody knows. He wasn't insinuating, like, I don't want to play.
No.
I don't need it. I don't care. He basically said, whatever Sean McDermott wants, I'm fine with. I don't need the reps per se to get ready for the season, but if he feels that that's better for the team, then I'll right. do it. Absolutely.
Sure.
So who knows? And you're right. I mean, I still think, though, that, yes, that's an easy out that way, but I think Sean McDermott is still going to do what he thinks is best for the team. And last week, he felt all the starters need to play, but I'm not going to play my franchise quarterback and league MVP. I would also tell you that this week is a little bit different. Even if Sean felt going into any preseason, I'm going to map it out. I'm going to make sure Josh Allen and the starters get a few series that game number two, and then we're going to back off. This week might be different and change things because you have the joint practice. So they go Friday to against Chicago, fly out tomorrow, play the Bears Friday in practice. If practice goes really well and the offense looks good and they feel like they got some good work in, I think you could just change that plan and say, yeah, they don't need to play on Sunday night. What if it's the other way? What if the practice doesn't go that well? You aren't on the same page. There's penalties and missed opportunities, miscues. Sean McDermott may say, you guys are playing Sunday. We have to get this right. So I just think this week's a bit of a moving target.
If we don't see Josh again, Sal, in one of these preseason games, and you can remind me, but I know like practice rules, actually, you can watch practice until the regular season starts, right?
Yes.
Okay. So like to this point, is there any player that you would say Josh is building more chemistry with than others, like that he's had a favorite or he's been on the same page with like the entire time, like Coleman or Shakir or, I mean, Palmer or some of the new guys are probably going to be, I think, more interesting for this question, but who Allen has maybe just looked like he's been simpatico with the whole offseason here?
I don't know about whole offseason, Joe. I think it's kind of varied at times, but I'll give this answer. And before I do, I'm going to say, first of all, nice cameo on Hard Knocks last night. Did you see yourself?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did not see Joe.
I did not see it.
When was it? I caught Joe. It was very much in the background of the end zone during a shot of a play. You were on for maybe 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay. Well, my brother set the over-under at 2.5, just sightings in the background. Right. So I think we're still
I saw you in the background last night. Cool. In fact, we were watching it together, and I said to Max and Yana, there's Joe.
All right,
there's Sneaky Joe. Joe Andreessen, Sneaky Joe. No, Joe DiBiase.
Yeah.
So you were on there last night. That made me think of it because I'm thinking about Joe watching practice and who's Josh building the rapport with. I don't know about the entire offseason, Joe. I think this could qualify, but I will tell you, I think over the going back to Fisher and into yesterday, I really like what I'm seeing between Josh and Dalton Kincaid. Like I think they have started to really kind of build what you're talking about, and there's been some connection there, and let's see where it goes. It did not work out as well as everybody wanted last year, no doubt about that. There were some injuries, and that was a part of the reason, timing, whatever the issues were. I just like
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Like how Josh and Dalton Kincaid in these 11-on-11s, these 7-on-7s, have been really building a rapport, especially since I'd say Dalton came back from his one day of knee soreness early on in training camp, but really over the last week. Now, I'd also include Keon Coleman here, but that's been more of, and there have been definitely 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. I've seen a lot of really good stuff in the warm-ups with them and, you know, one-on-ones, and how I think they've really worked on just refining different kind of nuances to their connection right there. So I like that. And of the new faces, I think Joshua Palmer's the guy I would pick for this. That started off a little bit slower, but I think that started to hit a little bit right, when camp started.
Nothing really with Elijah Moore? Like, what kind of camp would you say Elijah Moore has had?
Nondescript. Okay. Haven't really seen him much. You know, I mean, there's a lot that's going on that we don't necessarily pay attention to or see if they're away from the ball and they're getting filmed and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not telling you he's had a bad one. It just hasn't been very noticeable, right? I mean, they're going to go and evaluate everybody, but I have not seen Elijah Moore pop. Now, if Mitch Trubisky sees him running across the middle Saturday, as you said yesterday, Jeremy, wherever, or one of you said, it's a different conversation about Elijah Moore. If Trubisky sees him, he has a 50-plus yard touchdown pass, right? I mean, like, now we're talking about, oh, yeah, there he is. That's what you got Elijah Moore for. But I just don't think I've seen anything that's made me move the needle really positively or really negatively, which is why now maybe we start talking about Tyrell Shavers or Laviska Shenault, because they actually have made plays and have kind of shown up right on the radar.
Sal, injury news, right? We're getting a few players at least getting closer. I saw Curtis Samuel, again, not all the way back at practice, but kind of doing some stuff. And the safeties I want to get to as well, because McDermott, he seemed to talk a bit on the safeties. The media was asking questions about Rapp and Bishop, and he talked about their availability, but also that when they are together, maybe he thinks that pair is starting to kind of come together.
They need to be on the field together, guys. Just that's what Sean is really talking about right now, right? Which is, it's everybody. These guys, we'll get to, but really McDermott yesterday was very poignant on and very direct on, it's go time. We got to get guys out there. Like, let's go back to, this is preseason week number two, right? What opportunities do you have to get in there with your team to do your role with the guys you'll be playing with and next to and alongside after this week? There are not many of them. So we need to go now. And you have a lot of guys who are in that boat and included in that boat. Let's start Curtis Samuel and Alec Anderson. Really good to see both of them in uniform yesterday, working with trainers off to the side. So they're getting closer, but they didn't do anything with practice, but they were in uniform and they were working with trainers off to the side. Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, and Caden Prather all were limited. They were all in uniform. They all took warm-ups. They did individual. They did not do team reps. They did not go in and play, you know, with the defense against the offense or vice versa in Prather's case here. And Bishop and Rapp need to be together. I like that you brought this up, Jeremy, because this honestly goes back to something that we talked way early in the offseason about, which is safety. And every time I get a chance, I like to say, for right or wrong, whatever people want to say about it, the Bills treat their safeties as a very, very important component that need to be together and have time on task. And that's why I never felt they were going to draft a safety in the first round. Big reason why. Now, we could argue here and say, well, would it matter if Cole Bishop's not playing? You could have had, you know, Malachi Starks, or if he was there. Sure, you could make that argument. I'm not disputing that, because maybe he would have been available. But the Bills really, really believe that their safeties together, almost more than, and I think Sean said, more than any other position, he said this, they need to be together on the field, working together. And if they're not together, you're really exponentially hurting the position and each individual, basically, right? And I'm paraphrasing, you know, what he's trying to say now. But that's right. And that's why safety to me was always, we're going to build it starting last year with Rapp and Bishop. And when Bishop didn't get all that time, and then Rapp got hurt a little bit later in the year, and it was uneven, and DeMar Hamlin was in there, and you had other guys, and Cam Lewis has to play. Now you get into this year, They don't have that time on task last year together, and now, again, they're missing time on task this year. It is a very big deal for them.
So with that being said, could you see – well, if Bishop back, I guess that kind of starts the clock here for him getting back into this, but that Hamlin playing on defense to start the year again is possible?
Sure, if Bishop doesn't get back. It's all about Cole Bishop now, though, Joe. I think if Cole Bishop is back, you know, let's say this week, and he stays healthy, I think he's the starter. I'd say the same thing about Taylor Rapp. I still think they are the two penciled-in starters. There has to be a tipping point, though. At what point does Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbage say, we just can't – they don't have enough time together, and he hasn't had enough reps, and we don't know if we can trust that he's going to, you know, be doing everything we need to do because he hasn't been out there as much as we like him. But you know – here's DeMar Hamlin. And yeah, DeMar Hamlin, again, you look at the game on Saturday, there's a couple of plays people look at and go, oh my God, he should have done this differently. He should have been over the top. All that is right. But I'll go back to what I just said. They really value guys playing next to each other. The communication piece is extremely important in this defense when it comes to the back end. Taylor Rapp, the way that Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean talked about Taylor Rapp going back to the combine and the owners meetings, once they started talking the way they did about him, I'm like, oh, Taylor Rapp, like, I don't care about his contract or his injuries. Like, he's the guy. They were talking about how he sets the defense in the back end like Terrell Bernard does for everybody in front of him. So that's just, it's so important. Yes, Joe, I think to answer your question. And then the question becomes, who's the other guy? Because Derek Forrest is a little bit banged up now. He did special teams and individual yesterday. To me, it's got to be Cam Lewis or it's got to be Jordan Hancock. And that's, you know, where you start to kind of figure out, okay, what does Jordan Hancock do where we really want him? And then are we putting too much on his plate if we want him to play nickel corner, but now he's got to play a little safety, or vice versa with Cam Lewis, so we know we can do everything. It's very tricky.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. Any other news notes from practice, Sal? More injuries to consider, to think about here?
Deion Dawkins left practice yesterday with trainers. We were, and I wouldn't mind speaking on Craig Bohl, by the way, real quick.
Interviewing Craig Bohl. Wyoming coach?
Yeah, for sure. We were interviewing Craig Bohl. He was there, Josh's coach at Wyoming. But while we were talking to him, we were in the field house, and I look over, and Deion is walking through the field house with several trainers, just having a conversation. Didn't seem like anything was necessarily wrong, but he's with trainers, multiple trainers. So, you know, that's notable. And he's carrying his helmet with him and walking. They had a conversation. He walked into the locker room. He did not return to practice. After practice, Elena Getzenberg of ESPN.com, Matt Bove of Channel 7, both saw Deion, talked to him. I asked Matt to expand on this last night. We did a live reaction show for Hard Knocks. And by the way, thank you all. It was great. We had like 4,000 viewers, and I appreciate that for people who came by. Matt said, I said, Matt, what? I wasn't there when you saw Deion. He said, this is actually pretty funny because you can imagine Deion here. So the rules basically state, like, if a guy leaves practice with an injury or he doesn't practice, he's kind of off limits to the media. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To you guys? So fans know. So Elena and Matt, apparently, according to Matt, they saw Deion after practice, like, on the other side of the field house. They kind of slowly walked towards him, and Deion looked at both and said, I left practice early, so I don't have to talk to you guys. You know what I mean? And apparently Matt said, excuse me, one of them said to him, okay, but if you were to talk to us, would you say you were okay? You know what I mean? And Deion just gave them a smirk and danced away.
All right.
So whatever that means, I just think that's cool, right? It's kind of funny. That's Deion's personality. So going to hope that he's okay. We'll see today. Craig Bohl, Josh's former head coach at Wyoming, at practice. I'm not sure exactly why he was at practice other than to see Josh, talk to Brandon Bean, and, you know, maybe they're doing some social together or something, because Josh is going into the Wyoming Sports Hall of Fame, University of Wyoming, which is really cool, next month. He told us, Josh Allen changed the state of Wyoming because of his success. And you can see that, right? Wow. I mean, I don't know exactly how many, you know, professional athletes have come out of the state of Wyoming, but he's the NFL MVP. And he said he changed the state, you know, about how people look at things and view the state and what it means to them. So that was really cool. And talked a lot about when they recruited Josh and what he saw in him and where he is now. And I asked him specifically what has allowed him to get from where he was as a polarizing college player and prospect to where he is now. And he just kept reiterating his character, like that's what separates him from a lot of other guys, like the work ethic, the character, and understanding, you know, how to approach his job on a daily basis. And the other thing is, how he treats people around him. And I can see that. And I think that was really cool. It's a great answer, right? How Josh treats people around him. Other people matter to him. And to hear that from his college coach is one thing when you hear Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott say that, and he's here in Buffalo and he's doing all these things and we see that. When you hear the college coach say that, who recruited him, who spent, you know, 4 years with him, I think that's cool. And Craig Bohl also coached Bobby Babich at North Dakota State. And he was funny on him. He said Bobby was a corner. He wasn't a shutdown corner, he said. He was more of a nickel. He probably ran 4.8, he said, but you felt like he ran 4.4 because he just got to everywhere and did everything right. But he knew exactly what all 11 players on defense were doing. And obviously he's the son of a coach, Bob Babich. And, you know, he was fiery and tough. And you could see all those things he described as what Bobby Babich is today.
Yeah. All right, Sal, so out at the fair today, one more time for everybody.
Out at the fair today, 2 to 4 p.m. So let me set up the schedule for everybody today, okay? We will have Bobby Babich, speaking of Bobby Babich, he will speak to the media at 8:45 a.m. today from One Bills Drive. Then it will be Joe Brady at 9 a.m., and then the Bills will be on the practice field at 9:30 a.m., and then we'll have post-practice interviews, maybe James Cook, maybe not. We'll have to wait on that. Just so people know, yes, media gets to watch all of practice. We can't like report anything till after practice ends, though, which is why a lot of times people go, oh, my God, all these Bills media are tweeting the same thing at the same time. Well, we have to wait till practice ends to kind of report on practice. That's just kind of the way the rules work. So you won't know if we hear from James Cook until probably, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, somewhere in that area. And then I'll be sticking around in the South Towns because I'm going to head over to the Erie County Fair. I will be inside the Bath Fitter Showcase, and that is going to be inside the Event Center from 2 to 4 p.m. Come on by. See how Bath Fitter can transform your bathroom in just one day, and exclusive fair savings only at that event that I'll be at.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio with the latest from the Bills, who had practice yesterday. James Cook returning. The injury updates there as well. When we return, I have two around the NFL stories. One, a retirement from a guy who, at his best, was an all-time great, but will not go down as an all-time great.
Hmm.
And number two, I can't believe Travis Kelce said this out loud. Both next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.